Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
Welcome to a special pledge drive edition of On Your Money. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday, October 2nd. This is the first day of our fall membership drive, and we are asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. And financial planner Kevin McKinley is here to answer your personal finance questions, and he'll share lots of advice today on paying for college. Here's our number if you'd like to join us on air, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to onyourmoney@wpr.org. Kevin McKinley is a certified financial planner, managing member of McKinley Money LLC, and he joins us from our studios in Eau Claire. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Joy.
Hey, we're doing pretty well on this first day of the pledge drive, Kevin. I do need to update listeners that, yay, thank you very much. We reached our goal in the last hour, and we reached our goal in the 6 o'clock hour. We're thrilled. I'm also out, Kevin, $320 because I had a new member challenge going last hour, and we had 32 new members call in and pledge. So there you go. I had $10 per new member, and it's going to cost me $320 for that new member challenge. I'm happy to do it, though.
Money well spent. It is 2 months' worth of salary for you, but I think that it's a great sacrifice on your part, Joy, so we appreciate it.
Yeah, and you have put together a fantastic booklet, the On Your Money Mini Money Booklet on Covering College Costs. Tell us about this.
Well, we've done this, and I'm very proud to be a part of Wisconsin Public Radio, and I'm honored to be on. I look forward to these membership drives because it gives us a chance to raise some money for some organization that I care very deeply about, and for people to get some good information. And we've done this on past On Your Money episodes during membership drive, and it's been wildly successful thanks to the generosity of our listeners. Is we come up with an On Your Money mini money booklet related to a various topic. And one we have not done for years is the very pressing and stressful issue of paying for higher education expenses. So this one is the On Your Money Mini Money Booklet Covering College Costs, and it will be available to pledgers at any dollar amount. And that's very important to me. I don't get paid anything by Wisconsin Public Radio to do this. Wisconsin Public Radio doesn't pay anybody to do this. I don't see any of the names. All I see is the dollar amounts that come in. And the dollar amounts that do come in for these drives are very rewarding, not just to me, but to everybody at Wisconsin Public Radio. But if you can put in $5, $10, if you can put in $500 or $1,000, whatever amount you can contribute, you will get a copy of the On Your Money Mini Money Booklet Covering College Cost. And we are going to offer this both this week and next week. And if we reach our goals on October 16th, we are going to cover all the questions we can cover in an entire hour. We're going to devote the entire hour of the October 16th show to answering your questions sent in via email, fax, carrier pigeon, whatever medium you choose to use.
And, Kevin, we have a goal of 300 pledges for this hour.
$300? Wow, $300. I think we can do that.
It might be more than $300, but 300 pledges, which is that's a huge amount for 1 hour. But it is set because, Kevin, we have made these goals in the past, super popular hours during On Your Money, and now you are punished for that success. And and so we have to, in order to stay on track, we need to have 300 people at least calling in a pledge of any amount to support the great financial advice that you get each and every week from Kevin McKinley. Your pledge of any amount helps pay for the programming that you value, and your pledge of any amount during this hour will get you the booklet Covering College Costs. So make that pledge, won't you, at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. That's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 202-2552. Make your pledge. Help us reach this goal of 300 pledges during the hour. You'll be happy to know, Kevin, that so far 4 pledges have been called in. Isn't that great?
No, that's not great, actually. That's not great at all, Joy. That's the furthest thing from great that I can possibly imagine. It's nice. I really appreciate those 4 people. But you're right. We, by trying to provide some good information on this show, people have been very gracious in demonstrating their support. And again, hopefully getting some information. I do know that we have several people who have pledged several different times during this show, and hopefully they get this information about this book. Let's talk a little bit about this booklet. And while we're doing it, you can still call 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552, or go online at WPR.org to make your pledge. Any dollar amount gets the On Your Money Mini Money booklet covering college costs. Now, some people have said, hey, this is not a book, and you're exactly right. It's not a book by design. It's 16 pages, and when you have a lot of books sitting on your library shelves right now in your home personal library, I know that every Wisconsin Public Radio listener has a personal library. There are more personal libraries there in most people's homes than televisions, and there are a lot of books you have there that you haven't read just because it kind of feels like you're trying to eat an elephant, and there's too much information in that book. Well, we wanted to crystallize all of the most crucial information that people need to pay for college. So we put it in 16 pages. Whether you have you have a baby on the way, you're thinking about having a child someday, if it's after graduation, we'll tell you what to do. We'll talk about how to save money, when you should borrow, why you should borrow, how to maximize the amount of financial aid you can get for yourself or your family, where to start, where to find the money, all these different things that people really need to know about covering the ever-rising cost of higher education is all contained in this booklet. It's just 16 pages. You can read it in 20 minutes and be on your way no matter what your situation is.
And who do you think will find this useful?
Just about anybody who is responsible for someone's college expenses, either theirs or someone else for whom they care. Prospective parents, new parents, parents of older children who are staring at these huge bills coming up in the next few years and wondering, quite frankly, how they're going to cover all of the other living expenses that people have along with the cost of higher education. Grandparents, adult students returning back to school in the last economic crunch. A lot of people went back to college and now are wondering how they're going to maximize this advanced education that they've received. You know, even if you don't have a child in your life or someone who's going to go to college, maybe you know someone, a coworker, a neighbor, a friend of the family who is probably struggling with this. Pledge $5, $10, $20, $50, $100, any dollar amount, and we'll send you right away the On Your Money Mini Money booklet covering college costs, and then you can send it right along to them.
That's right. It's a gift to you, a thank you gift to you. You can give it as a gift to someone else. Just make that pledge of any amount to help support Wisconsin Public Radio and On Your Money. A pledge of any amount to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and help us reach this goal of 300 pledges during this hour. 10 down, 290 to go. Oops, make that 12 down and 288 to go. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. So, Kevin, what are we going to be discussing this hour?
Well, this week and next, we'll be basing most of our conversation on the cost of college, how to cover it. Can it really be done? And the answer is yes. People less resourceful, less intelligent, with less money than you have actually paid for higher education expenses for themselves or for someone they love. We're going to talk today about the biggest mistakes that families make. We've got a very good question about kind of an alternative way of financing college costs, and it's a philosophy that I agree with. And we're just going to give people the information right now, give you kind of a taste of what is in our mini money book. One of the reminders I'd like to make, we get a lot of complaints towards the end of the hour where people say, I tried to get in at 8:50 and I couldn't get in. I couldn't get my premium. Get in now because we have plenty of people standing by, but call 888-202-2552 or go to WPR.org because I will tell you, what happens is people listen to the show on their way to work. They get into work and they log on to their computer at work and they say, I'm going to hurry up and get this, or they try to call from their phone at work and they can't get through, and it's very difficult to get them back in the system. We'll try to the best we can, but if you don't get into the system before 9 o'clock, it's a little tougher to get this to you. So please, if you have the option now, call 888-202-2552 or go to WPR.org.
I'm Joy Cardine with Kevin McKinley, and this is On Your Money. Kevin McKinley is the managing member of McKinley Money LLC, a registered investment advisor with offices in Eau Claire and Madison. Kevin does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the securities or services discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors should consult with their own financial advisors prior to making any investment decisions. That being said, if you have a question for Kevin, as always, during On Your Money, we welcome your call on air at 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us, onyourmoney@wpr.org. And it is time now for the email bag for On Your Money, and we got an email from Jean who says, we have two children in high school, one of which will start next fall. We are refinancing our mortgage for 2.75% for 20 years. Because this rate is lower than the unsubsidized student loan of 6.8%, we added in some extra money into our mortgage to help pay for our children's education. First, she wants to know, Kevin, do you think this is a good idea? And then she wants to know, do you have any suggestions of where to put the money until we need it for college expenses?
Well, let's ask you this question, Joy. Do you think I think this is a good idea?
Yes, I do think you think this is a good idea.
I think it's a fantastic idea. I'm glad over these last several years and hundreds of shows you're paying attention, especially if they were going to borrow the money anyway for higher education expenses. The mortgage not only provides a much lower interest rate, but it gives a repayment schedule of 30 years that they have, if they need to take to pay this loan off for this very important use of this money. In fact, even if Jean and her family get this mortgage and get the cash out, which I think is a good idea, they may still want to borrow through the Stafford Loan Program, whether it's an unsubsidized interest rate or a subsidized one.
Why would they want to do that if they don't necessarily need the money?
Well, the rate is still relatively low. The interest on some student loans may be tax deductible. And this is the most important part. The loan may not be available in the future, and it may not be available at terms that are as attractive as they are right now. So if they need it, especially it sounds like this is their first child, they're not only going to hopefully have 4 or 5 years of education or more for this child, but also for the next one. And as time flies by, the money that they've taken out might get eaten up. And if they have a hard time paying the loans off in the future, especially on these federally guaranteed loans, they may be able to mitigate the payments or the amount that they have to pay back. And if you're in this situation and you do have federal loans right now that you are struggling to pay back, there's a website you can go to for more information on how you can do this right now. It's called ibrinfo.org. IBRinfo.org, and that's at onyourmoney.com. We'll have that up later on today.
And what should they do with the money until they need it for college?
That's a tougher question, especially if it's only a couple years away in which they'll be tapping these funds. You want to keep the money safe. The problem with that is that there's really no or very little interest that can be earned on these types of accounts. And if you go for the potential gain that you might get from a stock-based mutual fund, you're going to have a lot of potential pain as well. So an innovative way to maximize this amount is if Jean and her husband are not maxing out their pre-tax retirement plan savings options at work, they can put some of this money into that and save 20 to 30% of the deposit in taxes on the year, which is much more than they could earn on any short-term safe investment rate. They could open up a spousal IRA if only one partner is working outside the home. And if they're already maxing out, well, they might want to use Roth IRAs. They won't get a tax break on that, but they can pull the contributions back out at any time for any reason with no taxes or penalties whatsoever, and they can keep that money sheltered more when the schools figure the expected family contribution. This is what all schools come up with a number when they say, all right, based on a family situation, here's how much you have to kick in before we're going to give you any need-based financial aid.
I'm Joy Cardine with Kevin McKinley, and this is a special pledge drive edition of On Your Money. Kevin, we have 64 pledges so far toward that 300 pledge goal, and there's time. We're going to do this with your pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge, and Kevin will make sure you get a copy of Covering College Costs. And what you just talked about is an example of some of the info in this booklet, right, Kevin?
That's correct. If you hopefully you're focusing on the road ahead or getting your kids to school or making breakfast, whatever it is that you're doing right now, but this information is all in this booklet right here. And it's done in a way that you can get through it very quickly but get a lot of information. I've written a book. I wrote a book called Make Your Kid a Millionaire. For some reason, not only did Simon & Schuster publish it, and I'm not making this up, they recently translated the book into Chinese. And I have no idea why they did that, how they did that, but they did it.
And, How's it selling? How's it selling?
I'm buying as many copies as I can, but times are tough right now. The problem with writing this book is there's 300 pages of information there, and not all of that is going to apply to you. So one of the reasons people have said that they like these mini money booklets is that they can find the information they need and apply it to their own situation and then move on very quickly, and it's what they need to know right now. And you can get this for pledging any dollar amount, $5, $10, $20, $100, any dollar amount, 888-202-2552. Or go online at WPR.org. And please, if you have the option to do it now, please do so, because we get a ton of calls and logging online at the end of the hour, and it's hard to get everybody in.
Make that pledge because you value Kevin McKinley's advice that he gives you each and every week during On Your Money. Kevin doesn't get paid for this. He doesn't get paid for putting together these mini money booklets that we offer you during these pledge drives. So make that pledge to say thank you to Kevin as well for all of his great advice each and every week. Your pledge also goes into the kitty and helps pay for all of the programming that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. You are the most important part of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget, and we need your pledges to keep the programming strong. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge and help support On Your Money on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is a special pledge drive edition of On Your Money. We have a special focus on covering college costs. And if you have a question for Kevin, whether it's on covering college costs or maybe another personal finance question, we welcome it at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to onyourmoney@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine with financial planner Kevin McKinley. And we do have an email from Pat in Sauk City, Kevin, who says, we just applied for a federal Parent Plus loan, and the interest rate was 7.9%. Are the interest rates for these loans usually this high, or is this just because of our credit history? Any idea?
No, those rates are fairly standard, and it's one of the reasons that people who do have the option of refinancing a mortgage may want to do that, especially before they go right to the plus loans. I do think it's a good idea to take this loan out. Yes, the interest rate is high, but in most people's cases, the interest rate's not going to be an issue of what really hurts the ability to pay for college and then pay off the debt. It's the liquidity of having the money available for you when you need it. So, yes, the interest rates are high right now. And quite frankly, student loans may become more difficult to obtain in the future. And so not only should people take these loans out, and even if they have money set aside, I know the interest is going to just clobber people emotionally and psychologically of paying. Why should I pay interest on a loan like this, if I already have the money set aside, you can always use the money that you have set aside to pay off the loan if your kid gets all the way through school and you don't have any other financial issues that come up in the meantime. But if you do have other issues that come up, or the loans are even more difficult to swallow or obtain in the future, you'll be very glad you took out the loans that you did. And again, we'll talk about this in a little bit, but most people can pay off student loans by making 1% of the outstanding balance on a payment per month. So if you have even $30,000 is a lot of money for student loans. But if you make a $300 a month payment on that, you'll pay the loan off usually in about 10 years or so, regardless of the interest rate.
Kevin, we have 116 pledges so far toward that 300 pledge goal. So thank you so much if you've made your pledge so far this hour. But if you haven't, there's time for you and a line for you at 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552. You can also pledge online at WPR.org. And remember that every pledge that comes in during this hour for any amount entitles you to Kevin's mini money booklet on covering college costs. And what other kind of information do you have in this booklet, Kevin?
We have many of the facts and figures surrounding college cost and how it is paid for. A lot of people have, retirement is something people save for, hopefully for 20 or 30 or 40 years, and then they're retired for hopefully 20 or 30 years. College costs come up really quickly, and then the money is spent in a very short period of time, and it usually comes in such a blaze of stress and financial turmoil that most people don't get very good at it. And every situation is different. Some kids go to public schools, some kids go to private schools, and so the information is ever changing. So we've tried to put everything in that you need to know from pre-birth to after graduation, all the things you need to know to not only start saving, get the money set aside, but also some encouragement. We're going to talk in a little bit about how it really is possible. When you stare at these figures, it can be overwhelming and it prevents you from doing anything, but usually doing something is much better than just doing nothing. So we'll talk about how middle-class families can really pay for college. It has been done, and you can do it. It does require information. That's the first and foremost part, though, and you can get that information by pledging now any dollar amount at 888-202-2552 and at WPR.org. And I heard the lead-in music to this segment, Joy, and I have a question. I'm happy to hear this. How did you get the entire University of Wisconsin marching band into the studio?
Hey, we have clout. We have clout here, Kevin.
I can tell with a K. All right.
Thanks to Joe from Verona, who says, Wisconsin Public Radio frames my day, and I trust the news I get there as a nutritious part of my information diet. I get book and movie recommendations from Wisconsin Public Radio that I've later enjoyed, and I laugh unexpectedly as I listen. Wisconsin Public Radio is a friend. Well, thank you very much, Joe, for that pledge. You can join Joe with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge because you're a regular listener to On Your Money with Kevin McKinley. And make that pledge because Kevin not only gives you good advice, but he makes you laugh. He does. He really does. He makes a very kind of boring topic come alive. At least I think so, Kevin. When I was first asked to host this program with you, I thought, I'm not that much of an expert. It's a topic that I don't, I'm not passionate about, but you make it easy to understand and fun to do and fun to listen to. So I hope that listeners will call in a pledge or pledge online in appreciation of that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And, it's an important topic too, Kevin, especially covering the cost of a college education because, higher education really is needed, isn't it, in this day and age?
It's extremely important that people do get if their kid has any kind of motivation or interest in going on to some form of higher education, doesn't have to be Harvard or Yale, but some form of advanced education beyond high school is more valuable now economically and philosophically than it has ever been before. The problem is that it's also more expensive now and more difficult and more confusing than it's ever been before, quite frankly. A lot of people talk about, hey, you know, my folks wrote a check for $2,200 in 1980-whatever, and it was done. And it was a lot of money to them at that point, but there wasn't all this big issue about financial aid and loans. And so as the cost has risen so dramatically, so has the difficulty in paying for it. And that's why we came up with this On Your Money Mini Money book, covering college costs, available to anyone who pledges right now at 888-202-2552 or go online at WPR.org.
During this special edition of On Your Money, we are offering you this On Your Money mini money booklet called Covering College Costs to Anyone Who Pledges Any Dollar Amount. And Kevin, many families look at the cost of higher education and understandably experience somewhat of a sticker shock. But you think that the reality is a few steps can make a very big difference.
Yep, I started to see this when I in my private practice, and I've worked with families who had children who were off to college, and I like to look at their situation and say, how did you do this? Especially if I hadn't met them. You kind of did this on your own. How'd you come up with this? And so we used an example of someone who has an 18-year-old who just graduated from high school and is going off to college, and they expect to pay an in-state public tuition and living expenses bill that should run to about $80,000. That's 4 years total for a public in-state school, all expenses. But people can get there as long as they're willing to just make some small steps along the way.
So how do they get there?
Well, first, they would have started early, saving a very little bit of money, but doing it on a regular basis, $50 per month from birth at a hypothetical annual rate of return of 6%. That's the first $20,000. $50 per month at a hypothetical return of 6% per year gets the first $20,000. Then, when the kid moves out of the house and goes off to college, they use $5,000 per year from their income, or about $420 per month. Now, that's a pretty significant dollar amount for many people, but keep in mind, this kid is hopefully not going to be eating you out of house and home. You're not going to be spending a lot of money on gas for them driving around, etc. And some people I know have saved that much alone on their car insurance premiums once their teenager goes out to college and is not using the car anymore.
Well, if I calculated right, we're halfway there. Where does the other $40,000 come from?
Well, this isn't my absolute favorite source, as we'll talk about in a little bit, but it's from earnings by the student. A student can work at about $8 an hour, 12 hours per week year-round, or just full-time during the summer and devote the rest of the academic year to his or her studies. That's the other $20,000. And finally, the last $20,000 can come from student loans. Again, that's a significant sum of money, but it's a below average amount compared to what other people who graduate from college have when they get out. $20,000 can be paid off in 10 years by making payments of about $200 a month. And again, that can be difficult for some people, but $200 per month, that's my cable bill, as I begrudgingly admit and pay.
Yeah, and I can't scold my niece, who just took a job at the Culver's in Onalaska to help pay for her college education. I thought that you discouraged that.
Not Culver's. I am a huge fan of Culver's. I think they do a great service to Americans. And
do you like
and
the concrete mixers?
Happened to my. I don't. I like everything. I just point at the menu and they bring me something and I'm happy with it. School and we'll talk a little bit about working during school. That can be valuable, especially if it means that a person is earning a little extra money, trying to balance priorities, but if it's eating into their academic progress or their grades, sometimes it might be better off to borrow a little bit more money and spend more time at school and less time at work.
She can handle it. I know she can. She's a whiz kid. And we could handle your call right now with your pledge of support for On Your Money at 888-202-2552, or make your pledge online at WPR.org. Pledge any amount, and Kevin has put together this wonderful thank you gift for your pledge of any amount during On Your Money, covering college costs. And How much information do we have in this mini money booklet, Kevin?
All of it. All of the information you need, or at least how to get started and spending and saving at any time. I condensed everything down. I don't want this to be something that burdens the listener and the people who receive it. But I do want it to be something where you can get started right away. And here's the thing that I love about doing this for a pledge premium. You might pledge $10, you might pledge $50, you might pledge $100. You'll get one of two things out of this on your Money Mini Money book. You will either get information that will save you many, many, many times that amount of money, or you'll get all the way through it and you say, you know what, we are doing everything possible that we can to make sure we have enough money for college. We're taking care of all these different steps. And that sense of relief that people get about their own financial situation, whether it's college or debt or saving for retirement, is sometimes worth even more than money. Say, good, we've done everything possible. We haven't left any stone unturned. So if you pledge right now, any dollar amount, 888-202-2552, you will get this instantly, this On Your Money mini money book covering college costs, and you'll either save a bunch of money or you'll get the priceless relief of knowing that you're doing everything you possibly can.
Our goal, once again, is 300 pledges during this hour, and Kevin, I'm happy to report that we have crossed the 200 pledge mark, which is
great.
Very good news. And
keep it going, people.
Yeah, keep those pledges coming in at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's important to reach these hourly goals to stay on track, so by the end of the drive, we can say, yes, we have raised the amount of money we need to from listeners to help pay for the programming that you count on each and every day. And help us keep on track by making your pledge at 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine with Kevin McKinley, and our next caller is Saeed in Platteville. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. In response to one of the questions from a caller, Kevin, you said if that lady had maximized her retirement plan, then perhaps she could put some money in a Roth IRA. Now, I'm just wondering if you have maximized for the Roth. I mean, if you maximize your retirement plan, can you still put money in the Roth and get all the benefits of the Roth? If that's the
yes,
case,
you can.
I would
question.
Imagine. If that's the case, I would imagine anybody who has maximized his or her retirement plan can, and that person has a savings account, at least $5,000 of that savings account should be earmarked as a Roth.
All right. What do you think of that, Kevin?
You are exactly right, Saeed. And just to clarify, what Saeed is asking is something that I wholeheartedly endorse. He's saying, hey, I maxed out my 401k and I've got some money in savings. Why shouldn't I also put this into my Roth IRA if I qualify? And you do have to qualify. Your adjusted gross income has to be below about $160,000 for married couples filing jointly and about $100,000 for single filers. But because you can pull a contribution to a Roth IRA back out at any time for any reason with no taxes or penalties whatsoever, you should slide any savings that you possibly can into that Roth IRA because it will be there for you, and depending on how you invest it, but you can always pull the whatever you've contributed back out again. So at the bare minimum, you should slide it in there and say, okay, this is my savings account that I can touch in an emergency if I need it. And especially for many people who are concerned about their assets being attached by the expected family contribution when they apply for financial aid. I don't believe, you know, in lying or in trying to game the system, but I do believe in certain strategies that are perfectly legal and acceptable. And one of those is that in the expected family contribution, usually most retirement assets are not counted as heavily as assets that are just in a savings account and especially in a child's name.
Thanks again, Saeed, for the call. I'm Joy Cardine with Kevin McKinley. This is a special pledge drive edition of On Your Money. We are focusing on covering college costs during this hour, but we welcome your question, your personal finance question of any sort at 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us your question at onyourmoney@wpr.org. We're also asking for your support during this hour. This is our Fall Pledge Drive. We come to you a few times a year and ask you to chip in to help pay the bills at Wisconsin Public Radio, to help pay for the programming that you listen to, that you value, that you learn from. And I hope you do learn something new each week during On Your Money. I know I certainly do. So make your pledge now of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And we will send you Kevin's mini money booklet on covering college costs. And we have 67 more pledges to go to reach the goal this hour, Kevin. So I think we're going to make the goal. I hope we can exceed it and break a new record. What do you say?
I say let's blow right through it. We've talked about this before. We'll talk about it again, people. But as both of our regular listeners know, I'm a very small man, and I measure my stature in some very odd metrics, one of which is how many of you do pledge in during this show. So this means so much to me that you are willing to do this. And when we talk about support for Wisconsin Public Radio, you know, support obviously means money, but it also means a demonstration. I really like it when people say, you know what, I send in $10 for it. I like this show, and it means a lot to me. You don't have to take the mini money book. We're not going to come to your house and you know, forcibly put your finger on the printer button of your computer to print it out. But we do really appreciate you making some demonstration that, yeah, I listen to the show, I get a little bit of it. You know, I was talking with some friends about this a few weeks ago when they were talking about the avid listeners of Wisconsin Public Radio, and one of them said, you know, between my coworkers, my friends, my family members, Wisconsin Public Radio is one of the most reliable companions I have in my life. It's almost always there. It's almost always interesting. It's almost always what I expect. Sometimes it's surprising. Sometimes it's disappointing. But sometimes it makes me think more than I even want to. And they said, it's a really valuable part of my life. And another person said, oh my gosh, that's true for me too, and that's really sad. I said, well, it's sad that relative to the rest of the situation, but thank goodness that Wisconsin Public Radio is here. It's a valuable part of your life, whether it's information or entertainment or just a companion as you go about your day.
Yeah, and you know, Wisconsin Public Radio is here because of listener support. It absolutely would not be the service it is without contributions from listeners like you. 888-202-2552, the number to call to make the pledge of any amount and to pick up the thank you gift covering college costs. You can also pledge online at WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine with Kevin McKinley, and this is On Your Money on the Ideas Network. This is a special edition of On Your Money. We are talking about covering college costs. And we are welcoming your pledges during this special pledge drive edition at 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org. Kevin McKinley is a certified financial planner, managing member of McKinley Money LLC, and he is here to give us some information and advice on our money. And Kevin, sometimes it's easier to focus on what not to do instead of what you should do. And Kevin, that's no different when it comes to paying for college?
Yes, and in my practice and public work, I have seen five big mistakes that families often make, and the families keep repeating the mistakes every time as they age and their kids get closer. The first mistake that these people make, very well-meaning, but they wait too long to get started. Kids grow up very quickly. I have three of my own, and it was like yesterday that I was pacing in the lobby of the maternity ward as they were born, sleeves rolled up, smoking a cigarette. I don't even smoke, but apparently I think expectant fathers are supposed to do that, so I did it. But you need to start saving something as soon as possible. And you should actually prioritize retirement savings first and college next. But once you feel like you have a handle on your retirement savings, then you want to use the 529 college savings plan, or as our listener Saeed mentioned before, a Roth IRA does nice double duty. And we have in the On Your Money Mini Money booklet covering college costs, we have a complete story on how to use the Roth IRA to save for college.
I know we're going to go through the rest of the mistakes, but if someone didn't start right from birth, is it too late?
No, anything that you can possibly save, do not wait. Just do something. You don't just sit there. Do something. It's $50, $100 a month, whatever you can do. Start saving now, even if it's just in a savings account. Start accumulating cash, and every little bit helps, and you will not regret it. This is not a situation where people say, oh, I saved a bunch of money and I lost out on free grants and aid that everybody else got. That does not happen. It's a common myth.
Okay, so mistake number one is waiting too long. What is mistake number two?
That's being afraid of debt, and especially I see this in very well-meaning, financially responsible families. They pay off their mortgage early prior to college, and also avoiding student loans and parent loans, and they're better off actually not only refinancing their mortgage and getting the cash out in most cases, as our listener Gene is doing, but also paying that off as slowly as you possibly can. And if you do have home equity established, you at least want to open a home equity line of credit so that you can tap that if it turns out that's the best source of money, not only in an emergency, but especially to cover uncovered college costs. I would much rather have people, instead of paying all this debt off, use the money to save for retirement, save for college, and then once you get the student loans, as we mentioned, you can always pay them off down the road. But it's very difficult to borrow money for education or anything else when you really need it, and especially with the uncertain environment of student loans, we're not sure that those loans will always be there. So it's better to get the loans now while you can and then sock the money aside if you do have other assets that you can use to pay for school.
Where do families go to get loans for higher education?
That's mistake number three. They do not apply for financial aid early enough nor often enough. You have to fill out the FAFSA. That's F-A-F-S-A. And you can find that at fafsa.ed.gov. And we'll have a link up to that website at our website, onyourmoney.com. You should fill it out as soon as after January 1st of every single year in which you have a child attending school in the fall. And do it as early as possible. They'll ask for your tax information. Don't let that be the hurdle to you completing the FAFSA form. You can make estimates and then correct them once you get the actual numbers from your previous year's taxes. But again, and take the unsubsidized and the subsidized loans if you qualify for them.
And what is mistake number four?
That's one we've talked about here earlier today. It's making the kid work during high school and college solely for financial reasons. Now, I worked a lot during high school and college. I know you did too, Joy, and most people have. And that's fine, especially if it's something that gives people some experience that they can use later on in life after they're out of school. But if it affects the amount of time they can devote to their education, if their grades start slipping, if the money is going for gas to a car to drive to a job that they barely break even afterwards, and especially if it really affects their grade point average, they would be better off just getting into school and getting out. Half the cost of going to college for most people is room and board. And the longer it takes you to get through, the more likely it is that more of your dollars will go to room and board, which doesn't really get you any closer to graduating and getting a diploma. So rather than working, many students would be better served by taking a heavier course load, taking summer classes and taking winter classes than, you know, whipping shots of Jaeger bombs at 3 a.m. in the morning.
And finally, the fifth biggest mistake that families make in paying for college.
I'm seeing this more and more. It's the perception that higher cost equals higher quality of an education, especially if they're going to an obscure, small, private, a liberal arts school somewhere New Hampshire. You're much better off going generally to an in-state public school and getting the degree from that school rather than putting yourself behind a financial eight ball trying to pay $40,000 or $50,000 a year. Fortunately, just about everyone listening to this show right now is within a stone's throw of a very fine, very affordable institution. And so during next week's show of On Your Money, we're going to talk about the many affordable and very valuable options that people in the Midwest and specifically Wisconsin have to get a college education.
Speaking of affordable, how much does this Covering College Costs mini money booklet cost?
I think we've had pledges of $1, which I absolutely love. You can pledge any dollar amount, a dollar on up, and you will get a copy as our a token of our appreciation for not only listening to the show, but supporting Wisconsin Public Radio, the On Your Money Mini Money Booklet Covering College Cost. Any dollar amount, 888-202-2000. 2552 or go online at WPR.org, and I guarantee those phones are getting full right now, and the website is heating up down. The servers down at the studio there are heating up because people are going online. So if you do have the option and the opportunity to pledge, go online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
As usual, at the end of the hour, the lines do back up. We have full lines with people wanting to talk to you too, Kevin, and we'll try to get one more in perhaps. We have reached the goal of 300 pledges. In fact, we are now at 315 pledges. So congratulations and thank you to you if you have made your pledge during On Your Money. We'd love to exceed that goal by as much as possible, by as many pledges as possible. And every pledge gets Kevin's mini money booklet covering college costs. So go online at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and pledge your support of any amount to help pay for the programming that you value.
Yes, this is something that we... Go ahead, Joy.
I was going to say, Kevin, why don't we take one more call before we're done? And it has to do with college costs. So Amber in Appleton is with us. Hello, Amber.
Hi. I was wondering what kind of ideas that he would have for people who are in, like, Social Security disability that would like to help their children with college and college fees and, like, to start putting them away. I have a 7- and 8-year-old, and I would like to start saving, but I don't have a lot of money coming in.
All right.
Yeah,
thank
it's very
you.
Difficult to do that. People in your situation, the first thing they should do is contact the school, especially as education expenses are coming right to the forefront. The school's financial aid office is the first place to do it. But every single person who has any concern about paying for college once their kids do get older is to fill out the FAFSA. And then the FAFSA has taken just about every single financial situation you can imagine into consideration when they're figuring out the expected family contribution. And there are many programs out there for people in specific circumstances that the FAFSA will answer, but especially to get any type of federal aid whatsoever, it's usually better to fill out the FAFSA immediately as soon as your kid's on January 2nd of the year that your kid is in his or her senior year of high school is when you want to do it, and that's when they'll do it. So don't worry as much about saving. Pay the bills that you have to pay right now. Try to put a little money aside in a savings account, but otherwise that FAFSA is the lockbox to all different kinds of financial aid that your family might qualify for.
Thank you very much, Amber, for the call, and good luck to you. You know, Kevin, not everyone can afford a big pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, but those who are able to contribute help cover costs for those who cannot. And it doesn't take a lot of money to help support Wisconsin Public Radio or to pick up your thank you gift for this hour. Again, a pledge of any amount. Maybe it is a $5 pledge. Maybe it's a $500 pledge. But whatever the case may be, please make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and we will send you Covering College Costs, which is the On Your Money mini money booklet thank you gift for this pledge drive. And Kevin, what else will we be talking about next week?
We're going to talk about the best majors, the worst majors from an economic standpoint, how to pursue your passion in school and not go broke and stay broke for the rest of your life in process. We're going to talk about some of the smarter ways to save and pay for college, give some specific examples of what people can do to raise the money. And we're going to talk more about this. So please try to get in today at 888-202-2552 or go online at WPR.org. But we will be offering this next week as well. And because we have reached our goal this week, when we reach it next week, we'll spend the entire show, October 16th, answering all financial questions that you have sent in via email or called in during the show.
And again, the number to call to make your pledge, just a little more than a minute to go. So do get that call in now with your pledge of financial support, whatever that amount, 888-202-2552, or pledge online at WPR.org. Help us exceed our goal of 300 pledges. We are now at 334. I'm going to guess... what's your prediction, Kevin? How many pledges can we make in the next minute?
Not to be overly optimistic, but I'm thinking we're going to get close to 400 based on past years of people going online right as they get into work at 9 o'clock, WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Pledge now. Any dollar amount gets a free copy of the On Your Money Mini Money Booklet covering college costs.
And I hope we can do that. You can continue pledging through the news. It will count. Just say that you would like covering college costs, the mini money booklet that Kevin put together. 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org. Do it because you appreciate the advice you get each week from Kevin, and do it because you understand that this is listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Kevin, thanks very much.
FindAid.org and spendless.more.
I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.